Joining us now, we know him well. We're glad to know him. He represents the 1st Congressional District here in Southwest Alabama. Congressman Jerry Carl from D.C. is on the line. Congressman, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for making time for us. I guess the hot topic right now is what's going on at the border. Am I cynical in thinking that, and I'm not going to blame Democrats or Biden for the circumstances at the border. I think that is just the an unintended consequence of a Biden presidency. But am I cynical to think that they are using that situation to try to push this idea of the so-called comprehensive comprehensive immigration reform?
Yeah, and that's what's actually coming up later this week, and they want to basically give everyone a free ride into the country, and it's going to, you know, from an immigration standpoint, it's just going to create more confusion, more people coming to the border. You know, the problem with the border is you know, just the flow coming over right now, we can't properly handle. There's a lot of children, and they call themselves children. We have no way of verifying their age. I'm sure most of them are children, but some of them are in their early 20s. But they know as a child, we can't turn them around and send them back. We have to deal with them. So they all try to label themselves as children. But, the scariest thing that's come out is they've already identified four that were on a terrorist watch list. I want to say one, and I may get this part wrong, so don't hold me to it. One from Turkey, I think two are from Yemen, and one was from Haiti that's on a watch list, terrorist watch list. Democrats attacked this yesterday because McCarthy had pointed that out. He was told that on the border of these four that they caught, and Democrats attacked us yesterday, and today it's come out what McCarthy said on his trip is true. So that's four that we were able to stop. We just don't know how many have made it across. But, you know, they've gotten very sophisticated with this. They're flooding children in at one point. Then all the adults are going in out of different spots. We're having to use our resources there. So I think they're just really, I think you hit the nail on the head that they're just really roughing us up with this bill coming this week. You know, we've got a couple of bills that would actually relate to it. One obviously being a farm bill, and the other one is actual dealing with immigration long term.
Well, do you have any sense that there's any Republicans that are maybe, I don't know, could at least be in the game for having a discussion about an immigration bill under these circumstances?
Well, the only thing close that they would get, I'm just thinking out loud here, as far as an immigration bill would be the Farm Act. They're trying to figure out a way of actually cleaning that up and making it more efficient. The problem with the Farm Act, the way it's written right now, is someone gets that green card, and if they bring their family's undocumented, their family, you know, that's the real problem. And there's some things that are put on there. The farm community has to provide air condition, and it's just a wish list of Democrats for the farm community, and you know that defeats the whole purpose for the bringing the folks into work. So I don't see the Republicans supporting any part of that at this point. It's just a hard thing for us to agree with, especially knowing what's going on right now. I mean, quite honestly, they need to fix the problems we've got right now. They need to control the borders. They need to tell people to quit coming in. We need to all admit we've got a crisis, and let's move on with our lives and deal with it. The Republicans don't want to. I mean, it's a Republican's dream situation right now because everything down there is blowing up. We have got no control of checking any of them for any illnesses. So, any new strains to COVID that may come in, you know, you could just use your imagination on that type of stuff. But they're not checking, especially the children. They're not checking any of the children. So we need to just slow down a second, trying to get everything done the first 100 days and focus on fixing that to start with.
Well, I suppose.
You know,
Well, a fear for some of us on the right here, we've seen this play out in the past like this, that, okay, well, the Democrats have decided they want to do something on immigration, and to keep it from being too crazy, too progressive or radical or whatever you want to describe it as, Republicans need to have a seat at the table, and they get involved in this process. And it ultimately, in the past, it has fallen apart. But that's when the Republicans had control of at least one chamber. Might it be different this time? Is there any sense of that?
At this point, they've not invited us to sit down at the table on anything. It's what they want. They push through. We get a 24-hour notice, and everything gets pushed through. So we really had no input on anything. After April the 1st, it has to start going to committees, then we can have some input. But I personally don't think there is a plan. I think Biden was in such a hurry to try to destroy what Trump had put in place there that by just cutting it off and shutting it down and throwing his arms open, I don't think they anticipated what's happening there now. So now it's a matter of who else can they blame, you know, without blaming themselves, because most of these congressmen are, you know, they have an election coming up in 2022. It's not that far off. So they're going to have some pressure put on them because we're just being flooded. We're being overran by these folks coming from the South. And we need their labor. I'm all for it. I've got a farm community. Obviously, we're in a farm community. We need the labor. It's a seasonal job. Let's figure out a way of making the green card smoother and easier and more documented. Come in, do your work, go back home to Mexico. I mean, I've spent a lot of time around some of these folks. That's what they want to do. They can come here and work 6 months and make 2 years worth of income in Mexico. So that's what they choose to do. Then they go back home to their families. That's what they want to do. What you got now is the coyotes are bringing them across. So for $3,000, $4,000 per person, you know, they're bringing them across. So the cartels have gotten very interested. They're making more money off of this on human trafficking than they are on drugs. Oh, and just to, wait a minute, let's stop and think. Some of these people get a discount on coming over by bringing the drugs with them. So it's just a wide open border, and it's scary. And up here, it's everybody's conversation. The Democrats, Democrats are not the evil person here that we want to make them. They've made a mistake. Let's fix it. It's okay. Let's fix it now before it gets any worse.
Well, this may sound totally naive and not understanding how agribusiness and agriculture works, and I get it that it's, you know, but the economy in the United States right now is we have some problems. Why would you import an additional stream of labor when you have people that need jobs here to come work on some of these farms and some of these other places?
Well, it's hard to get, and I'm, again, repeating the farm community, it's hard to get Americans that want to do these labor jobs, labor-intensive jobs. When you're talking about picking fruit all day that's on the ground, you've been over all day. There's other options. We can identify some of that. I don't necessarily buy into the fact it's that much cheaper to hire these illegals. I'm sure it's cheaper, but they're here, they know it's a short season, they show up, they pick, they go back home. The problem with the open borders is a totally different situation in that most of these people are crossing, they're undocumented, they don't want to be documented, and they're not going back home. They say this is the land of the free. And keep in mind that they're going to be, a lot of them are going to be getting our stimulus checks. That have been, if they file the way the system is set up, I know we're spending off into something different, but if they file for unemployment, I mean for food stamps or any type of government program, there's a good chance they're going to get a stimulus check. And I'll tell you a fact I learned today at a conference meeting, $3.5 billion of that stimulus money is going to prisoners that we have in prison. So we're going to buy a lot of cigarettes and a lot of chocolate for prisoners for this stimulus money. And I just find that as a taxpayer, just offensive. That really that was just a poke in my eye when I heard that one.
Well, it's probably more than chocolate and cigarettes for going on.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a good one to relate to.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to change gears here. We only got you for a few more minutes before we got to let you go. The fence and the troops still there in Washington, D.C. It is March 17th. This incident occurred in January, on January 6th. We're never going to be allowed to forget about it, obviously. But is there any indication that you're going to get an ease on the security restrictions there around the U.S. Capitol?
Yes, the rumor is now they're going to take all the razor wire down. This is rumor. This is just gossip on the Hill. They're going to take all the razor wire down. They're going to move the fence in so it's a smaller perimeter. But they're still fearful. I don't understand what the fear is. There's always threats against anyone that's in office. I don't care if you're, city council member up to the president of the United States. There's always somebody out there that's going to think harm for you. So they're really using this. It's like a drama that they're playing out. They're constantly reminding us why the fence is there, because they were going to come and be hurt on the floor. Well, I find that just it's wore out. It's I'm tired of it. Let's get back to normal life. Let's quit living in fear. Let's do the job we were sent up here to do. And if you're too scared to do the job, go do something else. We're here to represent the people. And I cannot and will not live in fear like these Democrats are up here. And a lot of them are just playing it. They're certainly playing it to the hilt.
Well, what do you think of Pelosi? She's going to get to the bottom of this. She's doing a security review. She has brought in this this left-wing general. I didn't know there was such a thing. But even if you have questions or reservations about the personnel there, is there any reason to expect anything to come from this review that the Pelosi House is conducting?
No, but I think what Pelosi's getting is a lot of pushback from the moderates, the Democrats, the moderates. I can hear them on the elevator. Being a freshman, nobody, they're beginning to figure out who you are. Most people don't recognize who you are, obviously. So that you'll hear them make comments, but they're frustrated at the fence. They're frustrated their constituents can't come see them. I mean, you couldn't get on this property now. I mean, as press, you could probably pull some strings, but as an individual wanting to come see your congressman, you can't get on the property. A little bit of that has to do with COVID. The majority of it has to do with security that's here. But the Democrats are beginning to push back on Pelosi. She can't come out and say she was wrong by putting the fence up. So it will be a gradual thing. But we're going to get back to normal. And we are fussing about it constantly on the floor. We do all we can do. And I tell you, I certainly hope folks put me back in office and I get to see a situation up here where we're a majority, because I'm not real fond of this minority part. It's kind of tough.
Well, and we'll see how that plays out in the next election, I suppose. But, Congressman, I know you're tight on time here, but we do appreciate you making time for us.
Well, thank you, and I encourage everyone to keep an eye out on the weather. I know that we're watching the weather from up here. We know it's going to get rough in Alabama later today. And my prayers are certainly that everybody will remain safe and keep an eye on it and just be very, very keen on what's going on around you.
Congressman Jerry Carl, ladies and gentlemen, always appreciate him coming on. Congressman, stay safe up there.
Take care, Jeff. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.